Hit Breakfast Show with AB and Ben.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. God, yes. This week goes quickly when you're sitting on the toilet for the first 2 days of it. Am I right?
Yeah, I can imagine. Right? You feel empty. Now you're full of content for this show.
My heart is always full. I don't know what you're talking
about. We have a big one as well. We're going to be joined by NBN's Gavin Morris. He's got an update about what they're doing with the weather reports, which
We're just chatting to weather people this week, aren't we? Sam Mack yesterday, Gavin Morris today.
No, it's like comparing them all.
I bless you with my presence every morning.
You to stop pretending that you're officially a weather dude.
What I need is a
What's the temperature? 3, 2, 1.
What I need is a blue screen behind me in which to gesture vaguely.
Well, yeah, it's uncomfortable because we work in radio, but you actually do make all the hand gestures to an invisible map.
We're going to see a low pressure system around about where my second screen is here.
Works well. Hey, we got our Let's Get Lyrical has returned for the second day in a row.
Yeah.
You can win yourself a mug.
Already given away one yesterday. Very cool. $400 in Alpha Bucks. That'll buy you plenty of mugs. Unfortunately, none with our face on it. Because no amount of money in the world will get you one of those.
R.I.P. Sad stuff.
Could go towards a nice little plot Lambo. Lovely little plot.
So many people have messaged me about this. They're like, oh, finally you can afford somewhere in Coffs.
Actually, no. Still out of my price range. Also, a golfer has had a very sudden realization that her upbringing was a bit weirder than she thought. We've all been there, though. Trip to Florida is in order next, though. Classic case.
Nice and early for a Florida trip where it's warm.
Be careful what you wish for. Oh, her powers have come back to haunt her. Florida woman, the sidekick, next.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
On Hit 105.5, he's a man like no other. Bigger than any superhero. He is Florida Man.
Or she.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate.
We don't.
Florida takes many forms, sometimes Florida, even animals.
Florida person, though, let's be honest.
Florida it.
Not as cool. Florida they, I think, is the...
No, because it could be an animal as well. We've had crocodiles or alligators that have been Florida man before.
This one, Florida woman, often seen as like a second-rate character to Florida man, but that's not true. She does her own thing. She does it quite well. Winter Haven, Florida. I can't find it on the map.
I thought you meant the name. I was like, not shocked, but...
I'm going to put a pin in it because we do need to figure out which one's the craziest part of Florida. We're a little... They're perhaps clustering. But from time to time, Florida woman and Florida man, they do work alongside the police, such as Batman has Commissioner Gordon. Florida woman has 911, which...
Miami PD.
She is free to call up repeatedly... Perhaps after some kind of drug-fueled binge, making demands over the phone.
No.
She goes on a rant.
This is like texting your ex-boyfriend when you're drunk, but to the next level.
Pretty much.
Calling 911 in a drug-fueled rage.
She has repeatedly demanded a taxpayer-sponsored taxi ride. I feel like with a lot of people, they get quite upset with... Other people on welfare, taxpayers and wealth, they keep kind of hearing those words over and over again.
Yeah, they're the people that worry about other people's lives instead of their own.
Yeah, so she's obviously said, you know what, I want a free ride. I want a taxpayer-sponsored taxi ride somewhere, right? She's been going on about that, repeatedly calling, apparently, 911 over the course of several hours. She was promptly arrested for abusing 911 and taken to jail. AB, she was taken away in a police car. It's paid for
by taxpayers.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
We obviously are going okay here in New South Wales. Finally, we're not the bad guys when it comes to COVID-19.
Were we ever really the bad guys? I mean, the Ruby Princess was dog-tier.
Yeah, definitely. The Ruby Princess was...
Oh, boy.
That was horrific. Victoria at the moment are in the firing line, unfortunately. And Premier Daniel Andrews was on TV last night about why people in Melbourne were refusing to be tested for COVID-19.
They were refusing to be tested?
Some people were, yeah.
I know my sister went to get tested, not yesterday, the day before, and there was a two-hour wait.
Your sister's in one of the suburbs.
She's in Broadmeadows.
which is a lockdown Brody. Suburb.
It wasn't looked upon favourably as a suburb before COVID. It's only gotten worse.
Well, I know there's some suburbs in the postcodes that don't really exist. People are like, what's Brunswick South? But, yeah, it covers really, really broad areas. Anyway, the Premier has come out and talked about why people haven't been tested. And you kind of sort of understand from their perception why I understand why people are apprehensive now.
Well, what's their reason?
They say that they're worried that if they test positive that it's going to affect their jobs. JobKeeper's wrapping up in a couple of months. Maybe they'll just get made redundant. Maybe they won't be able to afford to get care. I think that there might be some people that don't have access to pay, whether it be sick pay or holiday pay. They may have had to take leave in order to get their company into a better financial position.
Well, this is where the government needs to step in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ensure there are protections for workers. Because this is
as long as it's not a Pete Evans reason and that's why, then I think we need to explore it.
See, this is what America went through. This is why America is doing so badly at all of this. They do not have anywhere near the same level of workers' rights. The pay protections, the sick leave, the annual leave, they don't have that. You try telling somebody who works a job who if they don't turn up to work, they don't get paid.
Yeah, well, they've had like 95,000 deaths.
If you tell someone, oh, you have to stay home for 14 days if you're sick, you're like, well, I guess I'm not sick then because I don't want to be homeless.
Yeah, agreed. Also in the US, their healthcare isn't free.
Exactly. If you protect these people, they are going to go and get tested. So I think Dan Annual, Andrews, Scott Morrison, they need to come out and they need to say, hey, no matter what happens with your workplace, the government will still be there. You know, job seeker,
job keeper. Yeah, I think anyone that tests positive should be protected.
They've got to extend all of these programs at this point. If they're wrapping up in September, they were all put in when the pandemic first hit. But we're still, we've practically reset the counter in Victoria.
Yeah, I know. And that's one of our, we've got a good economy and that's one of the things that people always go, oh, we can't go into debt. We get it. Inevitably, we're going to go into debt for this. But because we were always in such a good position before, it's never going to be as bad as we think.
I mean, we could always sell a long-range missile for $270 billion.
Can we sell back that stuff that Tony Abbott bought?
What was that?
Didn't he buy missiles and planes that, like fighter jets?
No, he bought a bag of onions. They weren't that.
A high price.
He might have spent that much on
They were probably red onions, weren't they?
I don't know. Thoughts going out to Victorians who may be listening in from lockdown. Say be in bed.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending right now
at hits.com.au.
Well, AB, as it seems like AFL codes are going to have to put a pause on things for a little while. There is some sport returning to the coast.
Which is great. We're in New South Wales, obviously. It's less impacted. Things are returning to normal.
And we're all starting Queensland's to get a bit the same. Pudgy, let's be
I
honest.
Mean, if there are codes that are going to be playing Queensland in the coming weeks, like maybe some of the Group 2 rugby league stuff, at least it's a possibility.
Football is going to be coming back from tomorrow. First game. Netball is returning this weekend as well, Saturday morning. Grafton and McLean could be taken on each other. League is returning. Northern Rivers Rugby League is looking at perhaps July 18.
It's a little while off still.
There's still a few weeks, but, go over the rules again. Bit of a refresh.
I mean, they have changed in the NRL. I wonder if they reflect that in Group 2.
Do we throw forwards or backwards? I can't remember. It's been a while.
Always.
Backwards, okay. All right.
Kick forwards.
Glad we had those 2 weeks to get over the rules again. And it looks like hockey as well is going to come back.
Yeah, how good. And in the professional sport, the Melbourne Storm relocating to the Sunshine Coast, they're now saying that that's probably going to be, 3 or 4 months worth. They're going to be there, away from their families. So you do feel for them. It's similar to the New Zealand Warriors. Their season is pretty much done. A few of the players have had to go back to New Zealand because they've had children.
Yeah, right.
Their wives have given birth. And so it's like, I'm sorry, I love my career, but at the same time, normally I play and I can visit my child being born. So I just, it's so crap for them. The sacrifice they've made is enormous. Every time I watch them play in this season, even if they lose, it's like, thank you for showing up.
Yeah. Oh, it's good that they're putting family before just chucking a ball around. I remember watching a press conference after a soccer match where a coach is being asked by a journalist, like, how do you feel about one of your players not attending the game to be at the birth of his son? The guy's like, are you a dad?
Yeah.
You're clearly not if you're asking that question. Like, he's like, I do
you
not
You don't
care.
Understand.
This
yeah.
is, we're kicking a ball around. He is
That is the best
part.
Excuse to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to leave any other job, so why can't you leave footy?
By the way, I got to leave early today.
Oh, what a pleasant surprise.
No, I just want to go home.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Box. One letter, 10 questions, and 30 seconds on the clock.
Brought to you by BCU. Low-rate home loans made simple.
AJ from Nana Glen, you want to win yourself $400?
Yep.
All right. Your letter for today is the letter L. L for Lima. I'm so good with my phonetic alphabet. I can't believe I remembered that from a call center job I did.
Good for you. I'm proud.
Yeah, cheers. All right. Because it is hard work asking these questions.
I bet it is.
I just want to make them quick because I know that AJ's got a good pace.
AJ, can we just...
We got this. It's a team effort.
Can we just remember that the real hero here is AB? I think okay. It's important to win.
Okay. $400. Letter L. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Beginning with L, name something you can drink.
Lemonade.
Something you wear when exercising.
Leggings.
A mythical creature.
Loch Ness Monster.
An element on the periodic table.
Lithium.
A star sign.
Libra.
A confectionery item.
Lolly.
An occupation.
Lawyer.
A music artist.
Lionel Richie.
A jungle animal.
Lion.
A place you can go swimming.
Lagoon.
Oh my god, how was that driving? Yeah!
Finally did it!
I set that pace.
Yes, man. My girls are so excited in the back.
Yay! $400 for you, man.
Well done, well done.
That is so good.
I would just like to take this moment to congratulate AB on a brilliant question asking. Let's not lose sight of
this. Thank you very much, AB.
Sorry,
you did a
really
great job.
The real hero in all of this.
It was a team effort.
Never forget. I
owe you a coffee.
Oh, thank you.
AJ, brilliant work. What are you going to spend $400 on?
Oh, I don't know. It's my birthday in 3 weeks. Maybe some pampering.
It was meant
to be. Tattoo, maybe.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, treat yourself. It was meant to be. That was really, really impressive.
Woohoo!
Good effort. Well done. Does mean we're going to have a crack at $200 at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, half the money, but still good.
In one day, who knows? It's all thanks to BCU. Low-rate home loans made super simple.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Congratulations to AJ. Just won herself $400 in Alpha Box.
I know. How good is that?
You could be winning something just as cool. In fact, something $400 couldn't even buy you. Shiny mug with our faces on it. That's coming up in about half an hour's time.
Yeah, it's very limited edition. $400, though, could go into a savings account put towards the purchase of a property. That's how it works. You save up a deposit.
Down payment.
Go to the bank. Go to mum and dad, maybe.
Surveyor fees.
Depending. Ask for a bit more.
ScoMo gives you $40,000 or something.
The bank makes you feel really bad about yourself for a while. They go, we'll get back to you. What's this charge at 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning?
Red Rooster in 1998. Could you explain this? What's going on there? Explain this.
Not that bad of a loan, though, to get would be $69,000.
Nice.
I know you giggled, didn't you?
Nice.
You naughty boy. It's nowhere near the price of a home. In the Coast Coast. The Coast Coast is pretty expensive to buy, not going to lie, because I've been looking around.
It still will make you a property owner, though.
It will.
If this listing is anything to go by.
This listing, though, bit weird.
Bit strange.
Bit weird. So don't jump with glee quite yet, because I don't know many people that are going to be able to build a nice family home.
Oh, look.
On a strip that is 2.69 metres wide and 50 metres long.
We're talking at least 100 square metres, though. Like, that is a lot of space.
It's just very long. I've seen some architectural wonders, but this feels like too hard.
Have you seen the skinny house movement?
Yeah, but are they 2.5 metres wide?
A bit more than that, I think. A bit more. Probably about three.
Yeah, you come out after Christmas and you're like, can't fit out of my house now.
All right.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think that's like the standard level for what a door needs to be and you need on the side. So it's going to be hard to build on this property, but it is for sale. Bonville Street.
Which suburb? Coffs?
Bonville, on the outside. It's on the outskirts of Coffs.
Oh, okay. A bit of rural living.
Yeah. So it's in between two other properties, and it's accurately described as a laneway in the description.
A laneway.
Apparently, adorable. A bunch of these properties, in The Advocate, they're saying that a bunch of these properties that are really odd, there's another one in Coffs as well, for sale. the purpose being that they want to recoup money for council or something.
What I don't get is that, is this like a surveying mishap where the houses either side forgot that it was theirs or sold it off?
Do they like do tradesies or something and buy it together?
It's ridiculous.
It's a weird thing. Apparently the people that bought this laneway a couple of years ago bought it for like under 10 grand. Now they're selling it for 69.
Ugh.
Because, you know, laneway appreciation costs. I mean, they can take into consideration.
The capital gains on that bad boy, they're going to be in a bad mood.
There'll be something you could do with this. Like maybe a coffee thing or something.
Why not plant
a really long garden?
Why not? Because it goes from one street to another, doesn't it? Like it's a patch that runs either side. I would buy it and then set up a toll footpath. The world's first toll footpath.
Tap and go.
Yeah.
Did you want to make this shortcut? You're going to have to pay for it. Otherwise, you have to do the long way.
Make sure cyclists have a little sort of tag slapped to their helmet.
Yeah, they never have a toll bridge worker anymore. It's a thing of the past.
Just get a little thing like beep, beep.
You could make that money back, that 69 grand. On 13, 12, 16, what would you do with this wonderful
50 by 2.6 metre stretch of land? The possibilities are not endless.
I mean, obviously the region's growing. You don't know what that's worth. You could subdivide.
Possibilities certainly end.
Long ways, obviously.
13, 12, 16, though. What ideas do you have for us?
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben.
There is a property for sale just on the outskirts of Coffs Harbour for 69 grand.
If you'd like to enter the property market at a nice and hilarious price, then we've got the plot of land for you.
And you'll never forget when someone says, oh, what'd you buy this for in 2020? You're like,
normally it's rude.
I remember.
Normally it's rude to ask, but you'd be telling everybody.
You would. The only catch of this property is it's a bit of a niche. More of a laneway than a property. It is 2.69 metres wide and 50 metres long.
Yeah.
It's a pathway.
It is, basically. I'm kind of angry that this plot of land just was allowed to even exist, to be honest, because it seems like it's a waste. Why not let somebody
Why is it not council land? It's a path.
That's what I mean.
Apparently they're selling it anyway.
There's an idea. New council chambers. Really skinny council chambers.
They're more like tents.
Real skinny cultural centre.
You've got a really great idea for the space, which is a toll walkway.
Yeah, well
make
first.
Make the money back.
Well first.
Can you at least get some perks of going through the toll walkway, like a spritz of water on the face if you're a bit hot, maybe some sunscreen, water,
We'll set up an express lane for people who are walking in groups, kind of like a carpool lane.
Are you going to actually separate cyclists and people?
No.
It's never been done.
It's a mixed bag.
It has never been done.
George has given us a call on 13, 12, 16. Do you have any ideas for this laneway?
Yes. I think that if I bought it, I would make like a lap pool, but like only a one-lane lap pool.
Well, it is 20. It's 50 metres long, isn't it?
Is that Olympic standard, that
lane
size?
Yeah, that is.
But do you need more than 2 points?
Yeah, you'd have to do a tumble turn for sure.
Oh, for sure. Got to work on those.
That's okay. I mean, if you go on Olympic size lane, you should be a professional at the tumbles. You're Absolutely. Not doing those awkward turnarounds at the end.
Imagine the creepy crawly for that bad boy. Just going back and forth.
You'd be the longest pool skimmer ever. Georgia, thank you so much for that suggestion. Craig from Sawtell, mate, what do you reckon we should do with this little plot of land?
I don't know, but I just heard you questioning its existence. I bet you it was a Dunnyman Lane.
A Dunnyman Lane?
Yeah, when you used to crap in a bucket and the Dunnyman would come along and collect it.
Out
of the old back.
Huh? Do they drive in it?
Yeah. Well, they drive the truck down and then they'd go and empty all your toilet buckets or whatever the hell they used to call them.
Wow.
Mum used to talk about them down in Sydney. There were laneways between houses everywhere.
Can you fit a car down?
It used to be truck go down there. They just empty all the poo buckets into them.
Dumb question, but 2.69 metres, could you fit a car down that comfortably?
I don't think you could.
Yeah.
Oh.
I reckon you would.
So not only do they have a crap job, but that would be a hell of a reverse job.
Oh, no. Well, you drive down and go out the other end.
Yeah, right.
And then you go into the next lane. And all your outdoor toilets used to be down at the back fence.
Yeah, 2005 was a really weird time, wasn't it?
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Last night was our first official walk and talk.
There was walking, there was talking.
If you missed it, there was an awful attack on a 32-year-old woman in Coffs around the jetty area on Sunday morning when she was walking at about 8:45. A man approached her with a knife and tried to get her to come with him.
This is 8:45 in the morning as well,
yeah,
isn't it?
Which is not nice.
Very shocking, like a very busy time, a lot of people out and about in that area, and at a time that you would normally consider it to be safe.
You'd hope that it was safe.
It's a time when police are like, yes, you may be allowed to walk.
Yeah, it's the time where you go, I'm not going to have any dramas. I can put headphones in, whatever. It's not a big deal. At this stage, we don't think there's been any update in regards to the man being caught or anything else. We're really hoping that the woman involved is okay. Mm. It sparked an idea to get together a bit of a walking group, which kicked off yesterday. For people of the Coffs Coast who might not feel comfortable walking by themselves or may not have made enough friends yet to do that on their own, met at the jetty at 4:30 p.m. Beautiful weather, and about 7 people showed up, which was really exciting. I was a little bit nervous because sometimes people say they're going to come to things and then they don't rock up. Really, really great stuff. Shout out to some of those, Jen, Francis, Jake as well, and Shannon. Thanks so much for coming, guys. And here's a little bit from them on what they thought about the walk and the attack and just walking in general in Coffs.
I won't be deterred from walking. I'll walk with my neighbour every morning at 5:30, and if it's dark, well, we still walk and blow it. We're here to live.
I'm a working person. Tell me how I meet people. How do I go up to someone in the street and go, can I walk with you? How does that work? So the reality is something like this. I came and I've spoken to some really nice people, and I'll come again next week and I'm looking forward to it. But I wouldn't walk by myself this time of night, even with my dogs. So tell me how that how do you implement such a simple suggestion? Reach out to people. How?
Well, I recommend, I don't know.
AB's walking group.
Of course, my walking group.
Well.
A very nice group
obvious
of people.
Answer. Yeah, some fantastic people, all range of backgrounds and ages and everything. It was really great. And we've had some messages since of people saying, okay, I'm going to come next week. So please do join us.
If you want to get in touch, yeah, we'll come along next Wednesday.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending right now
at hits.com.au.
News that will surprise approximately nobody. Mm. Angie Kent, the former bachelorette and her chosen one, would you call them?
Yeah.
Carlin, have split up. This comes after a couple of months ago there was someone from the Daily Mail, I think, noticed that they weren't following each other anymore on Instagram. Everyone called it out and they said, no, we're still together, but then didn't post any photos together. It was very much like, okay, there's some contractual obligation as to why they're not telling people or...
Has it been revealed what the actual contract date goes to?
No, she denied that and said that's a fake thing. But it's like, well, why did you not just admit it then and there?
Yeah.
Because she wanted to prepare her Instagram story written piece. She went for the written one, Angie. Carlin went for the 5 or 6 videos in a row, then talked about his mental health.
The piece to camera.
Hey, can't, yeah. Loves a piece to camera.
It's a popular
that guy.
One. It's a popular one.
Loves a piece to camera with a singlet on so that you can see the bicep.
Sets you up for a nice, perhaps, getaway-style travel show that you might want to transition into.
Yes, yes. They said that they didn't want to tell everyone because there's bigger issues going on in the world.
Oh, I'm glad all those issues have calmed down so that they can finally...
She did a post a couple of days ago as well where she was talking about The Bachelor being on the show.
Yeah.
Said, I can't believe it's been exactly 1 year ago. I stood in the freezing cold, blah, 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 but didn't mention Carlin at all. So everybody kind of got the gist. Yeah. Look, I don't want to be that guy because I liked Angie, but when she chose Carlin, I was like, okay, righto. You did what everyone thought you were going to do. Predictable, and he was the worst, so...
I don't want to be that guy. I don't even know Angie, but I don't like her.
Thanks for sharing. No, I don't mind. I just think she made a crap choice. She chose a hot guy rather than a nice guy. And...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
You sort of go into that and you go, yes, she's going to be different to all the others.
Well, fingers
and
crossed.
And choose her personality.
Good thing she's now free and single to find a hot and nice guy.
Hopefully.
You know?
Hopefully she's changed her tune a bit.
Well...
For him, I don't really care. He was married and lied about it, so...
Anything else training, you can find at hit.com.au.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
On Hit 105.5.
Let's get lyrical.
Let's get lyrical. The Magic Smiles Dental and Implant Centre. Coffs Harbour, Tormina and Wagoolga. Magicsmiles.com.au.
Zoe from Wagoolga, are you going to win yourself one of these shiny mugs with our faces on them?
I would love to drink from a mug with your faces on it, guys.
That's what everyone says.
The coffee tastes better.
Except my parents, who won't take one off my hands.
Yeah.
Each to their own, each to their own. How are you with song lyrics, Zoe?
I played a bit of SingStar back in the day, so...
Oh, yeah, that is a good game.
I think this song probably popped up on one of those at some point, let's be honest. You're going to hear the song. It's going to stop. Once it's stopped, you've got to buzz in with your name. Yeah?
Okay.
And whoever gets it first out of you and I
has to finish
it. And if I get it wrong or you get it wrong, the other person has a crack.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
AB. Zoe.
That was definitely Zoe.
What?
Definitely Zoe.
This is the second time in a row you've done this to me.
Look, I call it how I see it. That was definitely Zoe.
Okay, Zoe, go.
Zoe, what was the next line?
Oh, now I'm forgetting. Standing there in your American Apparel underwear.
One word off, but we'll allow it.
I'll allow it. Quick buzzer.
For the win. Wow, I wonder if I'll ever get a chance to have a go at this game.
If you buzz in first, then you get a go. That's how it works.
It's the biggest stitch up ever. I hate you.
Well done, Zoe. You won yourself an AB and Ben mug.
Thank you. I'll drink from the mug with your mugs on it, and I'll remember you guys from this time fondly.
Love it. It's AB and Ben. Your tips for spotting Victorians is next.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Is the ones of Victoria. They've had a large number of cases. I'm sure you've heard the news come through. It's about 75-odd cases yesterday. A lot of suburbs locked down in stage 3 restrictions. But there isn't really a hard and fast travel restriction for Victorians as a whole.
Apparently, my friend said that there are going to be police monitoring the border. Yeah. And if you have a license or you've got a registered address in any of those suburbs, you'll get a huge fine.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going to sneak over. They will.
Well, they can check number plates. Look, they probably will, but I don't think we have to worry. Like, I don't think there are people in these infected suburbs like, I can't wait to go over to Coffs Harbour and infect them.
You don't know, okay? You don't know, and you can't be too careful. Obviously, the advice is be alert, not alarmed. But we have got our hands on a government piece of information that is going to help you spot Victorians if you do see them anywhere. Have a listen. Remember, V stands for Victorian. Don't let it stand for victim. With the nation winning the war against the pandemic, we must be vigilant as ever against the growing threat of Victorians. Contact tracing for the virus was impossible, as every Victorian insisted they caught the virus first. The Victorian is naturally afraid of New South Wales, but that is no excuse for complacency, for the Victorian is sneaky and not to be trusted. Be alert, Victorians may try to blend in, but they cannot completely hide who they are. Here are some tips for spotting a Victorian. A Victorian will always subconsciously search for nipples. Their hands always looking for a new teat. Almonds, soybeans, even cashews are not safe from the Victorian's quest to find a new milk no one has ever tried before. Don't ever let a Victorian take you to a rooftop location. They have a natural obsession with drinking cocktails, staring at buildings from a slightly higher angle. But do not be fooled. All that exists at the top of those stairs is milk crates and the COVID. The Victorian will attempt to blend in using NRL banter. But when asked for a favourite team, we'll state Melbourne Storm. This is a dead giveaway, as no one likes Melbourne Storm. Not even Melbourne Storm. Here are some popular phrases to let you know you've got a Vicky on your hands. Do you want to come and check out this new rooftop bar? We can watch the Melbourne Storm game. Not on your life, Vicky! This milk crate is so comfy. I wonder if it's got any nipples. Trying to get milk from a milk crate? How low can you get? Remember, V stands for Victorian, not victim. Wash your hands and stay safe. Some good advice.
Milking a milk crate, original.
Yeah, who would have thought? Does that Melbourne Storm reference make sense?
It does, because, they're all Queenslanders.
I was risking
anyway.
It because I'm from Victoria.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
AB, I think every family has those weird meals. Like, we've all got spag bol, We've all got the stir fry. We've always got the go-tos. But then there's those weird meals that only your family ate and you never really realised
they were strange. Also, it was a hybrid of something else, kind of. Like, oh, this is my take on something.
Yeah, it'll be like, you know, some sort of backstory of, we're from Turkmenistan, so blah, blah, you know, we do this.
That's why we do it this way.
We have sour cream in our milk and, all this weird stuff. One golfer by the name of Paige Spiridak, she has revealed that she has been eating baby food right up until the age of 27. And she had no idea that it was that weird. She came out and said, confessed on a podcast, and the response she got from people was just like, why?
Like, out of the mind. Jars?
Like, out of the jars, like, continually. And apparently she was fed it through her teenage years when she was training, when she was on the golf course. Her mum would feed it to her. She'd bring along, rather than pack her sandwiches that are full of carbs, she would give her baby food because apparently it's really healthy. So there's no preservatives in it, and it's full of nutrients.
There's definitely preservatives in it, particularly the stuff at the shops.
I feel like there has to be, hey.
Yeah, also, someone puts a carrot in front of her and she's like, can't process that!
Well, I think she still ate carrots, but the go-to food for her was...
Tins of baby food,
which is just so wild. If you've seen her Instagram...
I'm not going to lie, that apple's pretty bloody nice. I've babysat a few times and it's like, ooh, one for me, one for you.
If you've seen her Instagram, the diet's working for her. She's doing all right. Like, you could market this product. But, she's come out and said for so long she thought it was the most normal thing. And she still has baby food at her house to this day because it's just like a go-to healthy snack.
Such a weird... I guess... a way of getting all your veggies in of a day is that they're all blended into one.
You might as well. I mean, if you're going to have...
It's better than a smoothie.
Exactly. Like, if you're going to... We're not going to feed our babies garbage, are we? We're going to feed them good stuff. So that's...
13, 12, 16. What weird thing do your parents feed you? I didn't have that. That's real weird.
You didn't have baby food? You had something. No. And I bet you we could go through your diet from when you were a kid and there would just be one glaring, like, what the hell is that? You're like, what? Fish heads.
Yeah, have a think about it.
Yeah, we always had fish heads on a Wednesday.
13, 12, 16, give us a call.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Hoping they would.
Pro golfer has just said she'd been fed a diet of baby food for a lot of her life.
As snacks, basically.
As snacks, yeah, not like, parents like...
Not like, here's your brekkie, mash
her in the
apple.
Attic and threw baby food at her. But it's just like, because her mum would always support her while she was playing golf, it'd be like, oh, here's a snack, to keep you going. But it was baby food the whole time.
You know what? When you go to a nice restaurant and they're like, filet mignon, and they have a little orange, thing of sweet it's potato, like, I'm like, is that just from a baby food jar?
Pureed pumpkin or pureed greens, it's probably baby food.
No shame.
Probably. Tastes bloody delicious, and it's good for you, it turns out. She looks spectacular, and she still continues to snack on it to this day at the age of 27.
Yeah, see, I can't think of anything we ate that was really weird as kids other than that my mum would put vegetables into everything so that everything was bubble and squeak, basically. There'd never be... Here's this with a side of this. It'd be like, here's this with 5,000 different veggie groups on the side.
Did she put the carrot in the spag bowl?
Mate, carrot was the least of our worries.
Mate, honestly.
Everything was veggies.
You don't realise, that's the thing, you don't realise how weird the meal plans were at your place until you chat to other people. You just go, oh yeah, we always had that.
Yeah, well, I meet people nowadays who say they never have eaten veggies or don't now.
Yeah.
To me, that's weird. I feel
I've met
naked.
A few of those people as well.
If I don't have green stuff on my plate.
They look sickly, let's be honest. You spot them a mile away. 13, 12, 16, though, what weird meals did your parents give you? Stace, what about you?
When I was a kid, I used to enjoy this, and I just don't know why. Devon and lettuce sandwiches.
Which one's Devon again?
It's like the meat where they just get all the offcuts of all
the
other
meat.
Yeah, it
looks like
spam. Yeah.
Is it like Fritz?
Circular. And I don't know why I loved it as a kid, and I actually start thinking about it now as an adult.
It's all about textures. It's the crunchiness of the lettuce combined with the sliminess of the
Devon. Did it have a condiment or just those two things?
And tomato sauce.
Oh, yuck.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you born in Flavor Town?
To me.
I was not born in Flavor Town. I don't know why. As a kid, I absolutely loved it. And Mum's brought it up with me since and been like, you used to love Devon and lettuce sandwiches with tomato sauce, and you were obsessed with them.
When was
and like
Ugh. When was the last time you had one?
Well, I'm 27 now, so it would have been nearly 20 years ago.
Give it a go. See if your taste buds have changed. Or something.
You know back. What? I'm going to give you permission to go and buy all the Devon Up. You know, you stockpile
no,
that. Less for us is probably yeah. good.
Go ahead. You panic buy that Devon.
No one's yeah. Good. Please do. I insist.
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending. Right now.
At hits.com.au.
Oh, AB, we grew up in a time of music television. Channel V, MTV ruled the
Channel
airwaves.
Channel V turned off yesterday, by
it
the way.
It did, sadly. But to commemorate that time, a TV show that launched on MTV is getting a bit of a reboot, if you know this theme song at all. Beavis and Butthead.
I wasn't a huge fan.
They didn't get a very good rap because they were seen as quite sort of infantile.
Juvenile,
a bit
yeah.
stupid. But that was the whole take. It was a bit of a parody on that kind of burnout culture.
Yeah.
And so many of the episodes
you
were
loved
just,
it, though, because you related to them.
Well, it was two teenagers who sat there watching MTV videos and just made fun of them. Mm. And it was just brilliant. They ended up getting the movie. The show Daria spawned off characters that were on Beavis and
Did it? Yeah. I actually didn't realise that connection. That's interesting.
And Mike Judge, the person who created it, went on to make Office Space, Idiocracy, Silicon Valley. He's done very well for himself. And he's signed a deal with Comedy Central to reboot the series.
Do you reckon they'll use different graphics, like a more high-tech or updated version?
Honestly, I think they have to go with the same style, but maybe just a bit cleaner. Because it was quite a jarring animation style they used, because it was like 1993 when this was around.
True that.
But it's set to get a whole bunch more seasons. And Generation Z, Gen Z, they're finally going to be corrupted, which is what we want.
Whatever that means. Oh, you mean like the next generation of people are going to start liking our stuff?
It's going to be aimed at all the younger kids who are growing up, you know.
Yeah,
Mike
I hope
Judge,
so.
He
I
just said so. It's... It just seemed like the right time to get stupid again. Could have said it better myself. Anything else trending, you can find it at hit.com.au.
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben.
Basically, Alex's great-uncle, I think it was, passed away
oh,
a few years
sad.
Ago. Yeah, he was...
Oh, a few
he
years
was,
ago.
He was older. These things happen, unfortunately.
Okay.
What they didn't do, though, was deal with his Facebook account. Because when someone passes away, Facebook doesn't just know. You have to actually go through this full process where if you apply for it to be memorialized or you delete it.
Yeah.
Because you haven't got their login. So you've got to get Facebook and you've got to prove with a death certificate that they're not there anymore.
Otherwise,
it's really hard.
Otherwise, your ex is just going to constantly try and tell Facebook you're dead so that they get access to your messages.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Unfortunately, nobody did this for Alex's uncle. So as a result, there was a notification that popped up on the weekend saying, you know, do you want to wish Sam happy birthday?
Oh, that's awkward.
And he's like, obviously I don't. But had a quick look on the wall. One of his cousins over in Scotland has been writing on the uncle's wall every year,
saying,
wishing him happy birthday.
As if he's
this
still alive?
Year's, yeah. Oh. Happy birthday, Sam. Hope you're keeping well and have a fabulous day with a bunch of emojis.
At least not posting like, live every day like it's your last.
It's pretty close. But yeah, she's a poor woman every single year. Like a very sincere birthday message. They're like, did we forget to make that call?
Somebody tell them.
Yes,
you know what you
they
do.
Did make the call, and she deleted her comments and was very embarrassed, but yeah.
You don't even need to make the call. What you can do is you just upload a meme, you tag the dead person, and then it turns up in all of their friends' feeds. That's a much easier way to break the news.
A meme with your
a
death
meme.
Announcement?
I mean, that's how it's going to be in the future.
I mean,
let's
this is the future.
It's how our generation
saves these kind of run-ins. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, gosh.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.